Another study looking at infliximab really got to the question about whether it's safe to discontinue and whether that increases risk relapse in a prospective trial. So to this end, Dr. Kobayashi, he presented the data from 23 specialized centers in Japan, and they took ulcerative colitis patients treated with infliximab who had been in clinical remission for at least 6 months, and then they were prospectively enrolled to either be randomized 1:1 to either continuation or discontinuation of infliximab. So they had to be steroid-free, and they had to have a Mayo endoscopic subscore of 0 or 1. The primary endpoint of this study was remission rate after 48 weeks in a full analysis set, and the factors associated with remission at week 48 were evaluated by logistic regression, and that was adjusted for the treatment group. Also evaluated, of course, were efficacy and safety of retreatment with infliximab after relapse. So a total of 92 patients were included in the ITT group, but so 46 in each group, and after 48 weeks, 80%, nearly 81% who had continued infliximab were in remission, whereas only 54% of those who had discontinued infliximab were in remission. So that was highly indicative that continuation of infliximab is important for that. So the C-reactive protein and the Nancy histological index were associated with remission at week 48 as well. That was highly significant. But what was not predictive of remission were infliximab concentration or treatment duration, or the use of concomitant immunomodulators, and MES of 0 at randomization was also not really indicative of relapse or not. So retreatment in patients who had discontinued infliximab was well tolerated and led to renewed remission of 8 of the 12 patients, so nearly two-thirds, after 8 weeks. So the take-home message here is that discontinuation of maintenance infliximab, it does increase the risk of relapse in ulcerative colitis in the first ever prospective multi-center randomized controlled trial to evaluate the effects of discontinuating a TNF-alpha inhibitor. So retreatment was actually found to be very effective, and endoscopic normalization did not seem to guarantee successful withdrawal.